The following podcast guaranteed to boost your levels of serotonin.
It's like holding a puppy with your ears.
This is the theme for the engine podcast, friends of the end. And now we start talking.
Totally hits, totally Nashville. It's Woody and Jim in the morning. And now the classic battle between man and woman. We call it gender wars. Representing the ladies in the audience, we have April in Hendersonville. Hello, April.
Hello.
Hello. Good luck to you. For the guys, we have Ed. Hello, Ed.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
All right.
Good he seems chipper.
Exactly. Just the kind of people we want to play. Let's get you guys warmed up with a Get Acquainted question. And we'll start with you, April. What are you hilariously bad at?
Gravity. I fall all the time.
Same girl.
Gravity wins.
That's right.
What about you, Ed? What are you hilariously bad at?
Well, I think I'm a pretty good driver, but when I drive my wife's SUV, I have the hardest time parking that between two lines in a parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
That's fair. They're like spaceships.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
And
every time we get out of the car, she says, you got to get back in and move it. You're taking up like three spots.
Oh, that's great. Excellent. All right. Well, you guys have a screw you can use if you need it. If you don't know the answer to a question and you don't think your opponent knows it either, you can yell screw. We'll give your question to your opponent. If they get it wrong, you get a point for knowing nothing. If they get it right, they steal your point.
That's where the drama comes in. Okay, we start with you, April, on a multiple choice question. Is Mr. Hand a character from The Simpsons, South Park, or Bob's Burgers?
South Park.
South Park.
Woo!
Good job.
One for April.
All right, Ed. Is Jess the main character in Two Broke Girls, The Gilmore Girls, or New Girl?
New Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Nice job.
We're off to a good start.
It's a great show, too.
Tied up.
All right. April, Shaquille O'Neal is a retired athlete famous for what sport?
Basketball.
Basketball.
Ooh. Okay. Roll.
All right. I think that was kind of easy. But
okay, Ed. Easy. Well, this one might be kind of easy, too. We'll see. Ed, what's the name of the Kardashian sister's mom?
I was thinking, don't ask me a Kardashian question.
Maybe it's not easy.
Bruce Jenner's wife.
Yeah.
That works?
No. You got to give her a name.
Three.
Oh, okay. Last second. Okay. All right, April, the question goes to you.
What's the name of the... Yep, she got
Chris,
it.
Chris. Yeah.
Also would have accepted Satan. Okay. Okay, so you got a point right there.
All right. It is now...
It's 3-1.
3-1. Close to insurmountable.
Okay, so that means if you get this one right, April, you are the winner. How many spark plugs are needed for a V6 engine?
Six.
Yeah, and there we go. Ed, she was too powerful for you.
You were taken in by the Kardashians.
You're not the first man to go down into the pits of fire because of Kardashians.
Exactly. Congratulations, April. We have a certificate of gratification for you. Also, passes to the Middle Tennessee Celebrity Comic Con.
That's right. So enjoy that. Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars.
Are we ready for a special President's Day edition of a Woody and Jim joke off?
No.
It has nothing to do with the president. Just thought I'd say that.
We're going to do it anyway.
Yes. I've often thought, you know, what if the founding fathers, what if like George Washington were alive today and listening to us on the radio, what he might say? He might say, "Aye, voice comes from Magic Devil Box." He was obviously a caveman. All right. Now, that's the last laugh we'll have.
If that's any indication of how things are going to go.
It's going to go really well.
Yeah.
All right. So Woody and Jim joke off, bad jokes, dad jokes, back and forth. First person to laugh loses.
Woody, kick us off.
I will. Jim, my girlfriend said our next door neighbor kisses his girl every morning before leaving for work. Why don't you do that? And I said, I don't even know her.
Woody, never shout into a colander.
Mm.
You'll strain your voice.
Did that joke about 2 weeks ago. Jim, I got my shingle shot yesterday. I also got a shot for aluminum siding.
Woody, my flight attendant was showing me my seat and said, window or aisle? And I said, window or aisle what?
I like that. got a smile. Jim, I asked my phone, Siri, why am I so bad talking to women? And she said, I'm Alexa, you idiot.
Almost got me. Woody, a guy approached me at the bank and he said, if I offered you $1 million, but that meant that I gave the person you hate the most $2 million, would you take it? And I said, of course. Why would I turn down $3 million?
self-loathing joke. Jim, I picked up some bug spray at the store, and I took it to the counter and asked the guy behind the counter, is this good for spiders? And he said, no, it kills them.
You win.
Okay.
Those were good. That was a good start.
That was a, yeah. For a Monday and still half asleep from the weekend, that was very good.
Yep. That was good.
All right. We do another one coming up just after 8 o'clock. Will Jim get sweet, sweet joke revenge?
It was the SNL 50th anniversary last night, and it was star-studded. I didn't see all of it, but I can tell you it started off great. Steve Martin with a phenomenal opening monologue. And some of the fun things they did, and I don't know if you remember this from a couple of years ago when they redid another Black Jeopardy in which right. all the contestants are black, but then like Tom Hanks was
wearing a MAGA hat.
Which he made a return doing
that. Oh,
that's
awesome. That was a really funny sketch.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan and Eddie Murphy also made surprise appearances on just
cool.
that sketch. But I got to go back and watch it.
Yeah,
it,
I was busy and taped it. So
phenomenal.
Check it out. All right.
Yeah.
When Gina speaks, the turkeys come a-running. So you and your husband went out to the Hoppyland Hotel.
Yes.
And it was like a... hunting and outdoors exposition convention.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So. Yeah. I think it's called like the National Turkey Wildlife Federation or something, but it's like a hunting convention.
And gotcha. So many people wearing camo, you probably didn't see anybody. Yeah. It was probably hard to estimate the crowd because everybody was in camo.
Yeah, a little bit. Kept running into people and be like, my bad.
It'd be a great place to pull off a crime.
That's
what
right.
did it look like? We're wearing camo, which is everybody.
He had
everybody.
A beard.
So we previewed this just a couple days ago that your husband, Landon, has an award-winning turkey call that he can do with his mouth.
Yeah.
And you captured it.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
At the convention.
Yes.
And we're about to enjoy Gina's husband. The reason she married him is because of this skill.
The only reason.
Okay, do your turkey call.
Wow.
Pretty good.
That's amazing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That would come out of like a person's mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That did sound like a turkey.
It really did. And you could hear the whole, I mean, all day it was people doing it and stuff. And I'm like, my man's better than you.
Oh. A little trash talk.
Yeah. Get Landon in a fight. Well, he can do better than you can.
Now, I'm unfamiliar. Do they have like turkeys there and see how they react? Or they have judges? How do they figure out who's the best?
I know. I'm not sure. We didn't actually go this time to the turkey call off.
I've seen them on ESPN and they have judges.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I don't know if they're instructed like, think like a turkey.
I don't know if they, I don't know how they would do it.
Drink some wild turkey and see how you react.
Yeah, anyone can turn into a turkey.
Exactly. Yeah.
But we have a bonus treat.
Mm-hmm. Didn't realize. Gina, you can do it too.
Oh, yeah, I can.
All right.
Here it is. This is Gina's attempt to imitate a turkey. Enjoy.
Oh,
That's pretty good.
I sound like a dying sea creature.
Like a seal?
Yeah.
All right. Beginning does sound like a like a seal, but like that second part.
Yeah. Not too bad.
You really brought it home, I thought.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's painful.
You're going to Hollywood.
Yeah. That's right.
As I told my family.
You made it your own.
Landon will call him. I'll kill him. That's what we'll do.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You just be the trigger man.
Yeah. I got a good trigger finger.
Married couples working together as a team. That's what's important. Three things you want to know this morning.
The Doge Department, the newly created Eliminate Jobs from the Federal Government initiative led by Elon Musk. They have already, you know, fired thousands of people, and they kind of made a mistake. Friday, they fired 350 people that were in charge of the U.S.'s nuclear stockpile of weapons.
The people who were their job is to watch it.
To watch over
to make sure
all
nobody comes
of our nuclear
it.
Weapons.
Did we need 350 of them, though?
We have, I think, about 8,000 actual warheads, missiles, and...
Okay.
So I think you do. They immediately realized, oh, no, we shouldn't have fired them, and immediately tried to hire them back.
Oh, no.
But apparently, they have been not been able to find their contact information, and they are currently trying to reach them. The emails they used, they were locked out of. That was the way they were communicating with the people. That's how they fired the people in charge of nuclear weapons.
Oh, geez.
So now they're worried they're probably selling them to foreign nations.
Well, I don't think they can sell them.
That are not our friends.
But they just can't get a hold of them. To say, sorry, our bad, we actually need you.
Yeah.
So, if you're one of those people...
Would you come back and watch our giant stockpile of boomsticks? Oh, God.
Yeah. Okay.
That is awful.
Sorry. That's it.
I heard they talked about getting rid of FEMA altogether.
I've heard that, too.
But yeah. I guess they have okayed, you know, relief money for the folks in Kentucky and in Clarksville, all the flooding that they had over the weekend. So
well, that's good.
Yeah, hearts out to them.
Yeah.
How would you like your coffee? In a cup or spread on toast? There's a company, a Swiss company, that has a new coffee called No Normal Coffee. And for $17, you can get a tube of coffee paste that you could put on toast or a bagel or even fruit or something like that. But why?
Yeah.
Why? Let's see. Let's let them go out of business.
It just does not sound appealing at
all. Head for those guys.
Yeah. Gina?
Well, the Recording Academy is inducting some people into the Grammy Hall of Fame this year, including Luther Vandross, Santana, even Jay-Z will be inducted.
Okay.
So those are some.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well deserved.
Yeah, absolutely.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah. That'll happen in May.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the Morning on 93.3 FM. Thanks for tuning in.
That's an excellent song.
It is an excellent song.
I liked him before he stopped doing really fun music and just sat down and sang slow songs about farming.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like some artists just jump the shark at a certain point.
Yeah.
That's true.
Sorry. That's my little commentary on John Cougar Mellencamp.
Yeah.
Johnny Cougar. Whatever he's calling himself.
Yeah. So thanks for coming to Jim's TED Talk. We are ready for the Woody and Jim Joke Off, round number two. All right. We tell terrible jokes, bad jokes, dead jokes, if you will, back and forth until somebody laughs. And that person who laughs loses the game.
Is an idiot, too.
Because
these are bad.
These are terrible. And, you know, you don't have to comment online because we always post the video. You don't have to tell us they're bad. We know they're bad.
That's the point.
That's the point. All right. Would you like to begin, Jim?
I'd love to. Woody, I asked my wife how to turn Alexa off. She said, well, watch you walk through the room naked.
I like that. Jim, I asked the perfume lady to show me the Dior, and she kicked me out. Dior? Fragrance joke.
My wife confessed that she broke my favorite lamp.
Mm.
I don't think I'll ever be able to look at her in the same light again.
Nice. Jim, what do you call a restaurant where they have an all-you-can-eat buffet that's made entirely of garlic?
I don't know.
It's Buffet the Vampire Slayer.
Mm.
Woody, in a safety meeting here at work, they asked me what steps I'd take in case of a fire.
Yeah.
Apparently, really big and fast ones was the wrong answer.
Accurate, though. Jim, last night I dreamt I was a muffler. Mm-hmm. I woke up exhausted.
Not bad. I was reading a really interesting book about this immortal cat the other day.
Okay.
It was impossible to put down.
Oh, I see. Yeah, an immortal cat.
Because he can't die.
Can't die. Yeah,
best jokes are explained.
Exactly. Jim, never fight a dinosaur. You'll get giraffe kicked.
Gina like that one
I
a
like
lot.
The swearing yeah. ones.
She does.
She likes this almost naughty joke.
Yeah.
Woody, this morning I saw my neighbor talking to her cat, and it was obvious the poor woman thought the cat could understand her. It's ridiculous. I got home, I told my dog, and we laughed a lot.
I win. Woody laughed.
Jim wins. Because we all talk to our dogs.
We do.
All right. It's a Woody and Jim joke off. We'll post the video a little bit later on as we do it every Monday.
People are wearing Apple Watches on their ankles.
Oh.
And not just because it looks cool being some looking like somebody who's had a court
ankle monitor.
Yeah. They're doing it because they say it gives them a more accurate step count.
Oh, yeah.
That on their wrist, it doesn't always register.
Okay.
Like people doing workouts and also people who do things where they're on their feet all day, like maybe they are a chef in a kitchen. They get a million steps in, but, you know, wearing it on your wrist doesn't give you
the steps. You have to move your hand
steps.
Back and forward.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Also run into, hey, what time is it? Hold on, I gotta sit down.
Yeah. I was at the gym one time and a girl had a something on her wrist, like one of the other brands on her wrist, and then she had one on her ankle. So I was like, you know, what's the point of first having both?
And
but yeah, she was like, yeah, the one on my ankle tracks my steps and the one on my wrist tracks like my heart rate better or something.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
She's hooked up.
People are like trying to hack into their bodies so hard.
93.3 totally hits. Totally Nashville.
Totally. Woody and Jim.
We asked the question, have you ever been tossed out of a bar? And if so, is there an interesting story behind it? Which probably is true.
Two out of three of us have, and you might be surprised who they are. Okay. And let me just, we'll do the slow reveal.
All right.
If you don't mind, I'll kick it off.
Okay.
I was thrown out of a bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
And I deserved it.
Okay.
And I wasn't even just, I was with a group of guys, and I wasn't just an innocent bystander who got thrown out with the group.
Yes.
I was fully participating in the reason we were tossed.
All right.
My brother-in-law was getting married. I was in the wedding party. And he decided for his bachelor party, he wanted to do a pub crawl.
Okay, yeah.
Through an area of town.
Bar to bar, yeah.
Yeah, where just like walkable distance bars.
Yeah, yeah.
One of the bars we went into, not the first, so we'd had a few. We probably didn't choose the right bar because this one was really mellow. And featured like a female singer-songwriter doing covers, really gentle covers that kind of sounded like this.
Well, I've been afraid of changing.
Not exactly party music.
No, beautiful, but not what you're looking for.
Yeah. So she would sing these songs and Fleetwood Mac and her own songs. And then she'd take requests. And that's when we started yelling, Freebird! Play Freebird! Like all these other like rock anthems and just like wild stuff. Like, you know, Sir Mix-a-Lot! You know, and that was when we got the tap on the shoulder from a guy who was about 8 feet tall. He said, "It's time for you to leave."
Oh, man.
And he just kept pushing and pushing until the whole group stumbled out onto the sidewalk. So that's why I got thrown out of a bar.
Not bad.
All right.
So it's either Woody or Gina. On the count of three, the person who got thrown out of the bar, start telling your story. One, two, three.
Okay, so I had been talking to this guy and we stopped talking and kind of ended on like weird terms. Okay. I wouldn't say like bad, they were just weird. And he had a joint birthday party with his best friend who I was friends with.
Okay.
And so the night of the party, me and some of my friends were out and they were all going to go to this party, but I didn't want to because I felt awkward and weird and, mm-hmm. you know, just not yeah. someplace I wanted to be. So I was like, and he wouldn't want me there anyway. So it was like, no. So my friend who is friends with the guy that I used to talk to, was like, no, I asked him. He said it was fine. Like, come on through. Mm-hmm. So I went and I don't think I drank anything. Like, I was having fun. I knew everybody at the party. Like, vibes were high. Everything was going great.
Mm-hmm. So far, it sounds like a really good
night
out.
It was totally fine. So then his friend who I'm friends with, whose party it was, came up to me and was like, hey, you need to leave. And I was like,
what?
Okay. Like, I'm not going to cause a scene. Like, yeah. that's fine. Like, I'll leave. And he was like, yeah, I don't really know why you came. And I was like,
that is rude.
He said it was fine. Like, the guy that I have an issue with said it was cool. I thought we were cool. Like, whatever. I will leave. I will happily leave. I didn't want to go in the first place.
Right?
So I got kicked out of, and my friend is the one who kicked me out. And he was kind of rude about it, but it's fine.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah.
Hmm. Yep. So
that,
I left.
That sounds like that was a trap.
It was, yeah, a little bit. And yeah, it was weird. Mm. So I got kicked out of my friend's birthday party.
For personal drama.
Yeah. And I wasn't drunk
or anything. And you had none of the drama.
Mm.
No. I mean, I should have, but I didn't. And I got kicked out.
Okay. Well, it leaves me, Woody. And no, I've never been kicked out of a bar. I have been kicked out of a wedding reception.
Ooh, that's even almost better.
When my stepbrother Steve got married and I was in the wedding party, and of course there was the reception, lots of drinking, lots of dancing, and I had to end up buying my tuxedo pants.
That you rented?
That I rented. Took them back and said, like, these are for formal occasions, not for playing football. I said, I'll have you know I was not playing football. I was falling down on a wooden deck because I couldn't stand up.
Oh, man.
And that's when you got the... Go home.
Yeah, you're going to have to go out.
Don't care just, where you go.
Just lay in the front just yard. Leave. It doesn't matter. Just get out of here. Our thoughts and prayers to our neighbors to the north, especially Kentucky. They had huge flooding and a lot of snow.
Yeah.
There were some fatalities. Sadly, some people were swept away.
Yeah, I really saw bad. Cars in Louisville with the water up above, like, the window line.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was crazy.
A lot of flooding down here, too, so we're expecting snow on Wednesday.
Yeah.
After a big storm, and then it flurried yesterday, and it's like, wow.
Yes. I know, I feel like I'm starting to get sick with all the high and low weather and everything, and I'm trying everything in my power not to get sick.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. My weekend, I was pretty much being a nurse. My girlfriend Melissa works in elementary school, so of course that's a petri dish of disease and germs.
Yeah. Sure, and,
yeah. She wasn't feeling well on Valentine's Day, so she went to the doc in a box.
Yep.
And they said she had a ear infection, a sinus infection, and an upper respiratory infection.
So, oh my gosh!
So she's been in bed all day, and I was just bringing her soup and orange juice and stuff.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah.
Had a nice Valentine's Day at our house. Like I told you, we'll go watch our like wedding video.
Yeah, yeah. Sweet.
But we had a nice surprise because we found a video that we hadn't seen probably in 15 years.
Okay.
And it was not of our wedding, but it was after we were married and before we had kids. And it was videos of like family parties, and like there was people that had passed away since then, and Then there was like videos of inside like the first apartment where we lived. And so we had this like really cool walk down memory lane.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
And then over the course of the weekend, I watched like back the 4-hour SNL music concert they had on Friday night with like every musical guest over 50 years, it seemed. And that was great. And then last night I played hockey, had a couple of assists. We won the game.
Ribs are still intact.
My ribs are okay.
All right.
I busted my ribs about a month ago.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Gina, what about you?
Saturday we went to the Turkey Federation, and I did take a video of the turkey calling from Landon.
Okay.
Excellent.
And we need to hear that.
So we'll compare and contrast. but we did that, and it was huge. Yeah. It was at the Opryland Hotel and Convention Center. And,
yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. I think Big Joe on the go was there for a remote or something, and he said that they think there was like 75,000 people.
Wow. For the turkey calling. Wow.
It was packed.
That's very cool.
And yeah, it was really cool. But I mean, every booth was like the same. It was like clothing hats.
Right. A lot of camo.
Yeah. And then yesterday was kind of just a chill day. We watched church at home, and then I volunteered. I've just been so tired lately, so just kind of took it easy before we go to Seattle. So
good cool. Weekend to catch up.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Rest.
Definitely.
Three things you want to know this morning. A classic movie is getting a sequel, and I'm not sure how I feel about it. The Goonies, which is an awesome movie.
Oh, really?
And they're talking about there is some good news, I guess, Steven Spielberg and Chris Columbus, who did the original one. Uh-huh. I guess they're on board with it. So
okay.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I mean, you know,
going back to the well sometimes isn't as fun as the memory you have.
Just leave it alone and do something else.
Yeah, exactly. This is really interesting. As much as we are connected in the world, they estimate that in the Amazon rainforest, there's probably about 100 indigenous tribes that have never had contact with the outside world.
Wow.
And on February 12th, a man from one of those communities decided he wanted to meet his neighbors. And so he walked out of the rainforest wearing only a loincloth and barefoot. And he was calm, but he was waving two sticks. And obviously he doesn't speak the language of any other people.
Than just his tribe. Yeah.
So they thought, well, maybe he was wanting fire with the two sticks. So they struggled to show him how to use a lighter, and that didn't work. And they still don't really know what he wanted, but they gave him some fish to eat, and they kind of brought him to kind of a medical center to make sure that he was healthy and, you know, okay.
I mean, what a culture shock.
I was just thinking that,
Can you imagine?
Can you imagine if you were that person? It's like, wow.
Yeah. They, like, hook you up to, like, blood pressure, and you're like,
or an IV?
Is that anything? Yeah.
I bet he goes right back to his tribe.
Well, even clothes. Yeah. I'm sure he's like, what are you wearing? Like, what is that?
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Why are you wearing all this silly stuff?
Jeez.
Wow. He comes back wearing an Apple Watch. And
right?
Some deity.
What you got, Gina?
So there's a new scam going around. These people are texting you, faking that you have a upcoming ticket or like a fast track
or a toll
and that you haven't paid it.
I got one of those.
Yeah. So if you receive a toll ticket or a toll text, it's a scam. Don't pay it, especially if you're in Tennessee. We don't have tolls.
Right.
So right.
That's your first tip. But but yeah, it's a big scam. So alert your bank and delete the text message and don't give them your social security number.
Yeah, especially not that.
Right? Yeah. Work out nothing.
Yeah.
Have a terrific President's Day.
Woo.
Yay.
How are we celebrating President's Day? We're going to buy sheets.
Yeah, that's right. That's how our founding fathers would have liked it.
That's right.
One day, I will be effective enough a leader that someone will sell sheets in my honor.
They will have a sale on patio furniture and sheets.
We'll be playing Gender Wars a couple times tomorrow. If you'd like to play, you can text us or call us at 615 615- 553-0933. Plus, we're going to help you predict how your 2025 will be.
That's right. We have a bizarre yet possibly effective way to prophesize your year.
Yeah. I'm going to be heading home in a little bit. My girlfriend Melissa is still coming down. She has sinus infection, ear infection, and a upper respiratory infection. So I'll get some anti-infection stuff.
Some soup.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hopefully she'll be better soon because it's been a drag.
Sending positive, healthy vibes to her.
Yes.
So what you doing today, Gina?
Going to go to the gym at some point. I don't know when. I have a meeting. And I have to get ready for traveling to Seattle on Thursday. So, yes.
So there's packing and prepping. And
That
stuff.
All the things. Yeah.
The list. Visit the Grey's Anatomy Hospital. That'll be fun while you're there.
Yeah.
It's not real.
That's not a documentary?
No.
But the rain is.
Yes.
That is.
It's not CGI. It's
I have, let's see. A couple of chores to do, and let's see, I'm making dinner for our movie night.
When
all the family comes over. I'm making meatloaf.
I love meatloaf.
It's my choice for a movie.
All right.
So, Woody, I think I'm gonna, I've never seen this movie from the 80s.
Okay.
But I know that your girlfriend, Melissa, it's her favorite movie.
It is.
I think I'm going to show the movie Labyrinth.
Oh.
With David Bowie.
Yeah.
And a very young Jennifer Connelly, who is like 12. It's actually a really good movie.
Yeah. I know. It's like been around forever. It's just one of those I never saw it. So maybe tonight's the night.
Yay.
And you'll be a number one fan, too. All right. You guys have a great day. And don't forget, when you get caught between the moon and New York City, the best you can do is fall in love.
That's right. Keep your wallet in your front pocket so you don't get robbed in New York.